Hi, my name is Joseph Norton. I'll be demonstrating the download and updating of the NLS Digital Player firmware. The firmware is the software running inside the machine that tells it what to do. Unlike the earlier machines you may have gotten from your library, the Digital Talking Book machine has the ability to have its software updated to correct problems and to even add features. If your machine was one of the first ones mailed out, for example, it will not have the new bookshelf feature. The bookshelf feature gives the machine the ability to play more than one book stored in a cartridge or a thumb drive. Many BARD users are now using thumb drives, which have a larger capacity than the NLS cartridges currently available. From here on, when I say cartridge, this can either mean an NLS digital cartridge or a compatible USB thumb drive. First, it's a good idea to see which firmware version you have in your NLS Digital Talking Book Player. If your firmware version is 2.1 or later, you don't necessarily need to update the firmware because the bookshelf feature is already present in your machine. However, it may still be a good idea to update the firmware just to get bug fixes if nothing else. First, let's find out what firmware version you might have on your NLS Digital Player. I have my player here, and I'm going to power it on first with no cartridge inserted. This will put the player in key describer mode, so I'm pressing the power button now.
Player on. Press any button to learn about its function.
Now, in order to see what version of the firmware is present in my player, I need to press the sleep key 10 times. Like this.
Sleep, 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 sleep. Serial number D A.
Now the player is giving me a serial number, and in just a moment it'll give the firmware version also.
Version 2.1.2. Serial number D A.
Okay, and I'll press the play stop key to silence that. My firmware version is 2.1.2. Now that's not the latest. The latest firmware version as of this recording is 2.1.6, although by the time you hear this recording, it may be different. But I still want to update the firmware in my player just to get the latest bug fixes. So now let's go to the computer and we'll get the latest firmware version of the player. Before we go any further, let me just say this. I'm using a computer that has Windows 7 Home Premium Edition, Internet Explorer 8, and uses the default Windows Unzip utility. If you have a different operating system or different configuration, things may not work exactly the same as they do in this demonstration. However, it is hoped that you will be able to take the concepts embodied in this demonstration with you to whatever operating platform you might be using. To obtain the latest version of the firmware for your NLS Digital Talking Book Player, there are several places you can go to get this. You will end up at the same page no matter how you do it, though. If you are logged into the NLS BARD service, all you have to do is go down to where it talks about the firmware for the player, and you can get to the update page from there. If you are on the bardtalk.com website, you can find the firmware update in the Frequently Asked Questions section, which talks about the bookshelf feature. Or you can type in the web address directly, which I will tell you what the address is just in case you want to do it that way. If you want to go directly to the firmware update page, the web address is http://www.loc.gov/nls/dtbm. These letters are in uppercase. D is in Delta, T is in Tango, B is in Bravo, M is in Mike. This will take you to the firmware update page directly. So, I'm already logged into the BARD site. Let's see if I've got
heading
the
one.
Page up here.
Top. Heading 1. BARD main page.
And I'm going to use my search feature of Window Eyes to find the word firmware. So to do this in Window Eyes, you press Ctrl-Shift-F. Now this command may be different depending on your screen reader.
Find N.
And I'm going to type the word firm.
F-I-M.
And press Enter.
Found. Visit link latest DTBM firmware and installation instructions.
Okay, and there it is, the latest DTBM firmware and installation instructions. Now I need to go ahead and press Enter on this link, and this will bring me up to the page that has the firmware. By the way, these links say visited links since I've already been there once already.
1%. Arrow. 16 links, 1 table, 2 headings. Link tip navigation and go to main content. Link sitemap, link search, the catalog, link kit zone, link.
Okay, content. Let me stop all that. I'm on the page that contains the firmware update for the NLS player. And to jump past the headings on the page to get to the content of the page, I can press enter on the skip link here. Let's see what it says.
Link. Skip navigation. Skip navigation.
I can go ahead and press enter here. That should get me down to where I need to be. I'll just do that.
16 links, 1 table, 2 headings. NLS DTBM firmware. The NLS Materials Development Division MDD modifies the DTBM software.
Okay, there it is. It's talking about the firmware being modified. And if I go down the page, I'll find it fairly easily.
NLS DT, the NLS material, to time to correct, the latest player firmware is version 2.1.6, July 2020-10.
And there it is. It's telling me the latest firmware is version 2.1.6. Now I can press the tab key, and I will land on the link that I need.
Visited link, http://www.log.gov/nlsdtbm/dtbmsoftware2.1.6.zip.
Okay, there it is. That's the link to actually download the firmware. And I'm going to go ahead and press enter on it.
NLSDTBM firmware Windows Internet Explorer. Cancel. Button. Dialog. File download. Do you want to open or save this file?
And it's asking me if I want to open or save the file. I'm going to go ahead and tab over to the save button.
Always link. Open. Save.
And I'll press the space bar on that.
Dialog. Save as. File name. DTBM.
And it's giving me a file name. I'm going to go ahead and accept that because that is the proper file name that I want.
Close this dialog box when download completes. See. Checkbox. Unchecked.
And it's now downloading the file. I've unchecked the box that says close this dialog when the download completes. And that might not be a bad idea because we may not know where the firmware file is being saved. In my case, it's being saved to the downloads folder in my computer. If you've used Internet Explorer to download talking books and other files, your download location may be different because you may have selected one. But in any case, right now it's going into the downloads folder.
71%.
Okay, we're at 71%, and it's continuing. You can hear the beeps that WindowEyes is giving us in its progress indicators.
81%.
We're at 81% now, and it shouldn't be much longer.
86%.
We're at 86%.
91%.
Almost finished.
96%.
We're at 96%.
100%.
Okay, and it's finished downloading, and I'll just go ahead and tab over to the Open Folder button. There's several options, and I want to go to Open the Folder where the download is.
Open. Open Folder. F.
And I
button.
Press the space bar on that.
Space. Downloads. DTBM Software 2.1.6.zip.
Okay. Here I am in the folder that contains the downloaded file. It's the only thing in here right now. And it's actually selected for me to begin working with it, and this is what I want. The next step is to extract or unzip this file onto my NLS cartridge. I have a blank cartridge here, and that's probably the best thing to do, is do it on a blank cartridge to avoid confusion, although you can unzip this file on top of books that you have on your cartridge. As long as the folder is in the right place, it will actually work, because NLS is sending out cartridges with firmware updates on the newer books, and if your player has the latest update, it'll just ignore it. And let me mention this. You don't need to create any folders yourself on your cartridge or thumb drive. The proper folder, which is called Upgrade, will automatically be created by the unzip process. But anyway, we're going to go ahead and plug the cartridge into the computer via the cable that we have, the extension cable.
Dialog. Autoplay. Open folder of view files.
And it's brought up the autoplay
list view
option.
One of three.
And I'm going to press escape to get rid of that.
Downloads.
And I'm back in the downloads folder. Now you want to make sure that you know which drive your NLS cartridge is. In my computer it's the F drive, and yours it may be different. But in Windows XP the autoplay dialog will tell you that your cartridge is the F drive. If you're not sure what that is, you may want to look at your computer and find out exactly where your cartridge is. Usually it'll be the last drive in your system after you plug something like that in. In my case, again, it is the F drive, and so what I'm going to do is to extract or unzip the contents of this upgrade file directly onto the top level of my blank cartridge. So what I need to do is to press the Alt F key to bring up the file menu. Now we can do this in several different ways, but in my case I'm going to press Alt F. You can also press the Windows application key and get the same results, but on some laptop keyboards, I'm not sure where that may be. On a regular keyboard, it's in about the same place all the time. But we can do this through the File menu, so I'm going to hit Alt-F for File.
F. Catalyst TM Control Center. Open O.
And I'm going to use the down arrow to go to the Extract All option.
Open a new with Extract All. T-Dialog.
Okay, there it is. Extract All. I'm going to press Enter on that.
Extract compressed zip folders. Menu closed. Files will be extracted to this folder F. See users Joseph Norton downloads DT Beam software.
Okay, now it's asking us where we want to extract the file, and it's giving us a default location which we do not want because it's trying to extract the file to a subfolder underneath the downloads folder on the computer. What we want is to get this extracted onto the top level of the thumb drive or cartridge that we have inserted in the machine. So here's how we do that. First, we want to delete the default folder name that it's giving us out of this edit box. So what I'm going to do is press Control A to select
A.
All,
see users
and
Joseph
that
Norton
selects
download.
Everything in there. Then I'm going to press the Delete key, and it's now blanked out. There's nothing in there. I used the left and right arrows to check, and it's just blank. Now I'm going to type in the drive letter of my NLS cartridge, which in my case is F:\, is actually the path I'll use. So I'll type the drive letter F,
colon,
and a backslash, and press Enter.
Cancel. Button. 3%. Dialog. Copying 272 items 30.5 MB. Copying 272 items 30.5 MB.
And it's extracting the files right onto the thumb drive.
23%.
Onto the cartridge, rather.
28%. 33%.
And we'll just let it do its thing. We won't let you hear all those percentage numbers.
75.
At 75%.
91%.
91.
96%.
96%.
Removable disk F. Items view. List box.
Okay, and it brought me up to the F drive. It actually opens that up. In Windows XP, it's going to give you the option to open the folder up and look at the files that have been extracted. What you want to do, though, is to check one thing. You want to go to the root or top level of your NLS cartridge or thumb drive and make sure that the only thing there is the folder called Upgrade. So I'm going to press down arrow here to see what I have here.
Upgrade. 1 of 1.
And that's
upgrade.
All I have.
1 of 1.
Anyway, I do have the upgrade folder, and that is what I'm supposed to have, and I'm at the top level of the cartridge. If it looks different for you, then you may want to check again and see what's going on. At any rate, we're through with that process, and we want to unplug the cartridge from the computer. Now, if you have an older machine, you may want to do what is known as the safely remove hardware option. And that way, this will make sure that all the data is written to your cartridge, because you don't want to try a firmware upgrade with a cartridge that doesn't have all the data on it. I'm going to close this particular window by pressing Alt-F4.
Downloads.
And back to the Downloads folder, but I've closed the F drive. Okay, so I closed the window. Everything looks good in the top level of the NLS cartridge. And I'm going to wait about 20 or 30 seconds. And then I'm going to unplug the cartridge from the computer. That way, we make sure all the data has been written to the cartridge. You can also access the safely remove hardware option in Windows XP and some other systems, but we won't get into that here, although usually if you disconnect your cartridge after about 20 or 30 seconds, you should be safe. Although to be 100% sure, you want to access what is known as the safely remove hardware option, just to be on the safe side. But I'm going to unplug this cartridge. And now we're going to put it in the player and see what happens. Okay, I'm here at the NLS Talking Book player, and what I'm going to do is to turn the power on with no cartridge inserted.
Player on. Press any button to learn about its function.
Okay, and I have here the cartridge with the firmware upgrade on it, and I'm going to insert it in the player.
Updating your player software. Please do not power off your player or remove the cartridge from the player.
And you'll hear a series of beeps as it's doing that. And shouldn't be too much longer.
Software upgrade completed. Stand by while your player is restarted. Player on. No book available on cartridge.
Okay, it now says no book available on cartridge because the firmware apparently has been upgraded. Let's press the sleep button 10 times and see what version we have.
Serial number DA1.
And again, it's giving me the serial number for my player, and in just a second it'll give me the version number.
Version 2.1.6. Serial number D.
Okay, now I've got the latest firmware. Now that should take care of any bug fixes, and it'll also remember the bookmarks and everything that I've already stored, so any books I was reading should still be just fine. So that's the process of updating the firmware in the NLS Talking Book Player. If you have any questions, feel free to email me at joseph.norton, that's joseph.norton@gmail.com. Joseph.Norton@gmail.com. Take care and thanks for listening.